But I want to go back to the mandates. And this is one of the things that really should stick in people's craw. And as soon as you start talking about 2020, the conservatives will immediately jump to Biden's mandates. And the only ones that he really mandated, if you want to use the logic of the Trump apologists, the only ones that he really mandated were the military. The rest of them, he incentivized. He said, well, you do business with the government, and if you want to continue to do business with the government, you'll do what we tell you. Otherwise, you're free to go. So if you're a hospital and you've gotten used to this gravy train that Trump put you on in 2020, we're going to take you off that gravy train, and we're going to kill all your Medicare money as well, unless you vaccinate all your medical personnel. But when it came to the military, he actually issued that order. But as Jason Barker pointed out, you know, Jason Barker was fighting this when he was in the military, and he knew that Trump had already put in the order, and I've shown you the order, the executive order, that Trump is going to do exactly the same thing at exactly the same time that Biden did it. They were both going to mandate it as soon as it was rubber stamped by the FDA, skipping all of their established procedures to validate a vaccine. Just going to, at some point in time, say, all right, we've waited long enough, we're just going to say it's good. And that's what they did. And I said in December of 2020, I said that will happen in September of 2021. And it did. And I knew that because that was going to be when everybody was going to go back to school. I knew that would be a part of the mix. And so all of this stuff was there. Now, I want you to see this. This is a military guy this is a video that has now just resurfaced. And the military goes in. There's a guy who is in jail. His name is Lance Castle. He was dubbed to be an insider threat. He was given 60 days. Pretrial confinement that caused him to miss the birth of his firstborn child, and then sent to a court-martial to stand trial on 5 charges. Now, they're getting ready to go into his cell here, and look at this. They've got like 5 or 6 different guys all lined up, ready to go in to attack him.
Are you choosing to be non-compliant?
Are you choosing to be non-compliant? Here they go. 5 guys, 6 if you got the guy that opened up the door. Here comes the number 6. And they pin him to the ground. Yeah, this is the kind of treatment he got. He was dubbed an insider threat, given 60 days in court. And this is coming from Mark Charles Bashaw, a medical professional who was the first man convicted in a special court-martial in May of 2022. For violating orders to comply with COVID-19 mitigation measures. Bashaw is a father of 3. He was also found guilty of failing to wear a mask indoors. He continues to expose the truth about the military COVID mandates that ruined thousands of people's lives, injured hundreds of soldiers and sailors and Marines. And I tell you, when you look at this, it's just infuriating to see the treatment that people who had legitimate concerns about having this, constitutional concerns, religious liberty concerns, whatever the concerns are, that they would be forced to have this vaccine. And, you know, this is an article that was on Gateway Pundit. Gateway Pundit will tell you all about this trial and all the rest of the stuff because this is where they want to hang out so that you don't look at Trump's involvement in this. And yet Trump had already done the executive order for the military to do precisely this. He was prepared to do it and would have done it. They're a couple of clowns. It is professional wrestling to try to decide between the two of them. You need to stop looking to the presidency to solve your problems. You need to start looking at other ways to protect yourself and your family, because neither Trump or Biden are going to do it. You know, as Bannon was saying, talking to the Chinese people about how they were going to, we got this vote by mail thing, and we're going to claim that we won one way or the other. And when Trump gets back in, Trump is going to be off the chain, said Bannon. He is going to not have to care about what anybody thinks. He's not going to be up for another election. He will be off the chain. That's my concern. That both Trump and Biden, both of them, either of them, will be off the chain. The second term of a president is always the worst. They're off the chain. And that's what we're going to win. That's what we're going to get, regardless of which one of these clowns wins. We're going to take a quick break. By the way, when he finally did get his procedure there, Lance Castle was found not guilty of all five charges that they brought against him and imprisoned him for 2 months.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.